Good morning. Welcome to Burns Memorial United Methodist Church on this historic day, this World Communion Sunday. It was a delight to wake up today and see the sunshine and the autumn colors. And I can guarantee in my short time here, I have never seen this many robes in this church at once. It's a wonderful thing. Welcome to our World Communion Sunday service. My name is Pastor Will Morris. On my left is Reverend Jinho Kong from Christ Central United Methodist Church. And the gentleman in the far distance there are Reverend Desmond Muyafi from our Ghanaian congregation, and also Pastor Palaki Lokatui from the Tongan Fellowship. And you will meet these gentlemen a little bit more in the coming minutes during our worship together. Let me explain a little bit about the mechanics of this morning, because we have four congregations, four traditions, and at least two languages. There are four languages here, but we're going to be worshiping in two different languages. So I'm going to make an explanation, then I'll let Reverend Kong come up and do the same explanation in Korean. A little bit of explanation about the communion service today. It is the tradition in the United Methodist Church that we use bread and grape juice. So if you're expecting wine, I hope you're not disappointed. This is grape juice. When you come for communion, we will have a single line coming up the center. Actually, two lines. There'll be two of us offering you the bread, the body of Christ, and then two on the other side offering you the cups of the grape juice, which will be the blood of Christ. As you go past these stands below me on both sides, there you can deposit the plastic cup from your juice. And then at the far sides of the church, as you return to your seats, there will be ushers accepting your monetary donations, the money you would offer to the church. And I'll explain a little bit more about that in just a second. After this worship service, we will then go downstairs for a community meal, which will have foods from four different cultures for you to sample and taste. And then after that, we will have a time of fellowship, and we hope to be outside for more music, more conversation, and also a dance by the Tongan Fellowship. So that will be an important part of today. And now I will let Reverend Kong explain it in Korean.
우리 성찬식 하실 때는 가운데로 이제 두 줄로 나오셔서 대하시고요. 그 다음에 이제 양쪽으로 들어가시는데 그때 이제 그 헌금 준비하신 분은 헌금을 놓습니다. 그런데 여러분께서 교회다 헌금하실 경우는 교회 봉투를 사용하여서 그 다음에 영어 봉투라도 한국교회 이름을 쓰시고 그 다음에 이제 그냥 제너럴 이렇게 드리실 때는 그냥 넣으셔도 됩니다. 그래서 그렇게 해주시면 되겠습니다. 오늘 이게 또 함께 함으로 인해서 영어로 이렇게 주보가 이렇게 예비되었습니다. 혹시 또 주보를 부족해서 못 받으신 분도 계신지 모르겠습니다만, 기본적으로 그 찬양과 그 다음에 성찬 예식으로 오늘 예배가 진행되고, 그 다음에 예배 후에 이제 지하실에서 우리 저 친구가 있고, 그 다음에 끝나고 나서 또 밖에서 이제 또 통관 또 댄싱도 있고 여러 가지 있습니다. 여러분께서 많이 참여하시기 바랍니다.
It sounds better when he says it. Just a little explanation for you for World Communion Sunday. The point of all this preparation and this huge filled hall is that today we are not simply Americans or Koreans or Tongans or Ghanaians. We are first and foremost children of God. We are together God's people, disciples of Jesus Christ. Because Christ commanded us to celebrate His meal together, that is what we are about today. And so this is a wonderful celebration of God's Holy Communion. I'd call your attention when you have a chance to read through the back of the bulletin, which explains the history of World Communion Sunday. I would call your attention mostly to the portion at the bottom, because today, if you so choose to donate, 50% of the monies that we collect today will go for international and U.S. racial and ethnic minority graduate students. 35% of the money that we collect will go to ethnic scholarships for undergraduate students, and 15% of it will go to in-service training for racial and ethnic minority persons seeking second careers in church-related vocations. Now, if you tell us that you want your money to go to your church, we will make sure that happens too. But if you would note on your collection envelope, if you want it to go to World Communion Sunday, write World Communion or WCS, something like that, just let us know, and we will make sure your donations get to where they need to go. It is a tradition in this church that before we celebrate, before we worship the risen Savior, we take an opportunity to stand up and greet each other and offer each other the peace of Christ. Now, my challenge to you today is, with all these people with four different cultures, I challenge you to greet five people you've never met before in your life. Okay, that is your challenge as Christians today. Meet five people you have never met before in your life. Let us come together and offer each other a sign of Christ's peace.